Robbie Minnick, the National Cotton Council's Vice President of Washington Operations, gives an update on recent Washington activities and outlooks for cotton policy.
There's a couple. One is obviously the Farm Bill 2.0. The Senate was working on that as we entered the August recess. Weren't able to vote that out of committee, but hopeful and expect Senator McConnell to be back in September, and that will be able to get out of committee. The other thing Congress has to finish up is the continuing resolution to fund the government. Vitally important for USDA programs to function, for the marketing loan program to function. So I wanted to see Congress to get to an agreement, get the government funded for the beginning of the new fiscal year in October. And then finally, the Buying American Cotton Act and seeing, you know, just how many more co-sponsors we can get added to that bill in both the House and the Senate. We continue to work with Congress, work with the administration, pushing our priorities. When you think of the Buying American Cotton Act, for example, we continue to get new co-sponsors on it. We're up to 95 co-sponsors on the House side, 18 co-sponsors in the Senate, still very bipartisan on both sides. Really trying to get as many as we can and during those few weeks before they go back for the election so that we can make a big push to get it enacted into law during the latter part of the year.